I'd like to call to order a work session of the Oak Ridge Board of Education. There's one item on the agenda tonight, and that's a line-by-line item review, and I would hear a motion to approve the agenda.
So move.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Eby, seconded by Ms. McLean. Any discussion? All those in favor of approving the agenda signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Okay, what we will attempt to do, I do know that each person seated here has a quality education, can read, has prepared themselves exceptionally well, and may have questions along the way. So as we go through this, I am not going to read each word on each page. I'll give the title, I'll give the highlights, and then I'll move on. And when I get to a point, if you have a question, I'll ask at the end of each section if there are questions. If I hear none, then I'll keep us moving, unless someone would like it done differently. So we're starting on page 26, I believe is the correct page. If you have your budget document with you or online or wherever you are. And this is section 34290, I've already made a mistake. This is section 330, I may get this down correct. Would you edit that first part, please? Okay. We're starting with reserves and or fund balances. There are two sections, other local education reserves and undesignated fund balance. This shows a change, a decrease in $752,162. The reason for that change is specified on this page. That's a change of 37.26%. Questions there?
I have one question, just for clarification. So the amount left in the fund balance after 17 is the 1.266 million plus the 3%. Is that correct, or
1.266 is what will be used?
That's what. Okay. That's,
yes.
What will the balance be after that, plus minus the 3%? You can be working that while we go on.
I have it here. If okay. I just locate it. I'll come back to you.
Okay, thank you.
So I don't hold you up. Oh, here it is. After using the 1.2 million, as of 6/30/17, there would be a balance of about 3 million. So that would leave us the 2.5 for cash flow and 500,000 for emergencies.
What's the 3% number that we have to have?
3% is 1.585.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else on that section? Next section is local revenues. There are three items under that: current property tax, local option sales tax, mixed drink and mineral severance tax. There is a change and an addition of $801,272 for a total proposed budget of $14,796,090. Any questions on this particular line item? Hearing none, the next section is charges for current services. Three sections: tuition regular day students, tuition summer school, and transportation fees. There is no change in this line item. The expenditure in the budget is $290,000. Any questions? What What did I do?
You said it's an expenditure of 200.
Revenue. I didn't mean a revenue. Sorry. I did say that. It is a revenue. Thank you. Other local revenues, interest earned, lease rentals, miscellaneous refunds, insurance recovery, sale of equipment, contributions and gifts, other local revenue, a change of $128,800 for a revenue of $230,400. Questions? Ms. McLean.
I think it's great. We're getting $130,000 with selling retired technology equipment. That's excellent.
Any other comments or questions? Next is state revenues. The under state revenues, the basic education program, early childhood education, other state education funds, career ladder extended contract, other state grants, and other state revenues. On these line items, under state revenues, there is no change. There is a change, an addition of $987,682, with a total revenue of $21,259,404. Questions or comments? Next is federal revenues. Under that item, federal through state funding, other federal through state, impact section 8003 payments. Total revenues is $74,449 for a change, an addition of $22,449. Questions or comments? Ms. McLean.
The impact aid section, why is that so much more this year than last?
Actually, this revenue line item fluctuates quite a bit, and there were actually questions about it last year too. I went ahead and budgeted 32 based on receiving 33 in FY15. So that was the reason for the change. But we get periodic reports from the agency, and sometimes it's up and sometimes it's down. And for an entire year, the 8,000 reflected not receiving, and then there was a catch-up report that came later after the end of the fiscal year. So it's a hard one to track.
The next section, other sources, bond issue funds, capitalized lease proceeds, operating transfers, indirect costs, city general fund transfers. The total from those sources, $15,609,845, a decrease of $1,056,368. Questions or comments? Okay, we're on page 33. We move to regular instruction program, and now we're in expenditures. Under this section is where we find our teaching staff with salaries, both elementary and secondary, which includes advanced degrees and intermediate steps, coaching and band supplements, career ladder program, career ladder extended contracts program, homebound instruction, educational assistance, other substitute teachers, Then our section, which we'll have on many of these, which deals with our financial package, which includes Social Security, retirement, life insurance, medical insurance, dental insurance, Medicare, and vision insurance for the benefits, other contracted services, instructional supplies and materials, textbooks, and other supplies and materials, expenditures for summer band program, instructional equipment, furniture for the buildings, regular instructional technology system-wide, and the total for regular instruction is $25,876,251, a decrease of $1,025,869. Questions or comments, Mr. Eby?
And just a comment for people, if they read that, it looks like our technology budget's being dropped from $2.3 million to $600,000. I wondered about that, and then I found it back later in the other place. So people have concerns. Our technology budget is not dropping.
And I think that's a good point. If those who are curious about our budget, who want to review our budget, have to make sure that they just sometimes don't focus in one place on one item, because it could be a continuation through the budget. And like you just said, it's easy to be misled to say, well, gosh, they're not spending as much, or maybe they're spending too much, and then later on it's rectified in the budget where that's a change. And particularly as we move funds from one area to another area. Karen?
That's very true. And also for that particular line item, remember the first year of a technology lease, we have to record the value of the assets, and that would be in that line item. So that was last year, $1.6 million. So that explains part of the discrepancy there.
Other questions or comments? Okay, alternative school is the next section. Our teaching staff, career ladder program, secretary, educational assistants, substitute teachers, benefit package, travel, other contracted services, instructional supplies and materials, alternative schools equipment. Total for the alternative schools, $614,295, an increase of $167,336. Ms. Eagle.
This is a good example of what you were just talking about, where something is offset. This is in large part due to moving a teacher and a half from the special ed budget to the regular alternative ed budget. So it's not really a decrease, but it looks like it.
Right, that's a good point. Other comments or questions? The next section, special education. Line items under special education, teachers, career ladder program, homebound teachers, educational assistants, speech pathologists, other salaries and wages, substitute teachers, benefit package, contracts with private agencies, other contracted services, instructional supplies and materials, special education equipment. Total for special education, $3,961,763, a decrease of $94,022. Questions or comments? Next section, technology and career program. Items under the technology and career program, teachers, career ladder program, substitute teachers, benefit package, travel, instructional supplies and materials, equipment. Total for technology and career, $931,487, a decrease of $64,466. Comments or questions? Oh, sorry, Ms. Marshall.
Yeah, just as a reminder, this reduction is also another staff reallocation. Is that correct?
This, are you speaking about line item 116, teachers? That particular line item fluctuates from year to year depending upon which courses are signed up for by the student, so the staffing is adjusted up or down.
Next item, instructional contingency. Other charges for instructional contingency, and total for instructional contingency is $475,000, an increase of $300,000. Comments or questions? Mr. Eby.
Did we use our full contingency this year, the 175?
I believe we did not use, I know we did not use the 100,000, and we did not use the 75,000 for an additional position. However, we did use the 300 placeholder as we got grants. Okay. So that part was used.
Next is health services, medical personnel, other salaries, substitutes for nurses, benefit package, travel, other contracted services, other supplies and materials, total for health services, $523,857. Change, increase, $16,489. Questions or comments? Next section, other student support, career ladder program, guidance personnel, career ladder extended contract program, other salaries and wages, benefit package, evaluation and testing, travel, materials and supplies, other supplies and materials, other charges, total for other student support, $1,320,556, an increase in $36,038. Questions or comments? Instructional staff support is the next section. Supervisor and director, career ladder program, career ladder extended contract program. And I might just mention here, unless I've overlooked something, and correct me if I have, the career ladder extended contract program is basically bottomed out, is zeroed out all across the budget. So there is nothing there anymore.
That's correct for going forward.
And if I can add, that was a statewide decision.
Right. Thank you. Librarians, curriculum and technology integration facilitators, secretaries, other salaries and wages, in-service training, curriculum development, then the benefit package, consultants, travel, curriculum materials, library books and related media materials, periodicals, travel and professional development, other charges, total for instructional support, $2,657,432, a decrease of $75,877. Questions or comments? Special education is the next section. Supervisor, career ladder program, psychological personnel, secretaries, other salaries, benefit package, consultants, travel, other contracted services, other supplies and materials, travel, other charges, total for special education, $782,881, an increase of $36,719. Questions or comments? Technology and Career Support, Supervisor Director, Career Ladder Program, Secretaries, Benefit Package, Travel, Instructional Supplies, Other Supplies and Materials, Other Charges, Technology Career Support, $87,069, an increase of $3,797. Questions or comments? If you were having trouble sleeping at night, you could turn this on, and the repetition here would kind of work for you, wouldn't it? We provide, this would be an additional service, and we provide it no charge. Board of Education, other salaries and wages, benefit package, audit services, dues and memberships, legal services, travel, other contracted services, general liability insurance, premium on corporate surety bonds, trustee commission, workers' compensation insurance, total for Board of Education, $1,054,476. Always good to remind those who might be interested in this section that the only one that really applies to us is 189. Some dues and memberships and travel. So we're not dealing, as Mr. DiGregorio always liked to point out, our salary is not $1 million for the board. Mr. Eby.
Yeah, just one question. I noticed the other contracted services took a pretty precipitous drop, and it says that that's used as TSBA e-meetings, TSBA policy service, police coverage at the board meetings, et cetera. Is this because we didn't spend as much, or we're through our policies, or why the large decrease?
I believe in FY16 you had a sum of money in there for the Lean Frog study that's been taken out.
Ms. McClain.
Why the big increase for the audit services?
The audit services were bid out, and we received the bid of around 27,000, and it was a three-year bid, and we are coming to the end of that with this year's audit. And when, in speaking with the audit firm that won the bid, they let us know that they had actually not realize the scope of work and sort of underbid it, but they maintained it for 3 years for us. So if we go out to bid again, we're going to have to pay more the going rate. And when we went out to bid for this service 3 years ago, the next bid in line was like 62,000. So we figured that we had to allow for that much going forward.
And I think, too, it's important to note that whether they underbid to get the contract or what, we don't know that. They may have or didn't realize that the scope of work was going to be what it was. We were very pleased with the service that they performed over those years, and certainly when we rebid, they will be a bidder, I would imagine, for the contract. But it will be, we saved some money over that three-year period of time, and now that's going to probably over the next three-year time balance back out, mm-hmm. I would think. Any other questions or comments? Office of the Superintendent of Schools is the next section. In that line item, we have the superintendent, secretaries, other salaries and wages, benefit package, dues and memberships, postal charges, travel, office supplies, other charges, administration equipment. Total for the Office of Superintendent is $335,511, an increase of $8,182. Comments or questions? Next, Office of the Principal. First section of principals, career ladder program, career ladder extended contract, bookkeepers, assistant principals, secretaries, clerical personnel, other salaries, benefit package, communication, travel, other supplies and materials, administration and equipment. Total for the Office of Principal, $3,154,161, an increase of $183,598. Questions or comments? Fiscal Services is the next section. Director and Supervisor, Accountants, Purchasing Personnel, Secretaries, Clerical Personnel, Other Salaries and Wages, Benefit Package, Data Processing Services, Travel, Other Contracted Services, Staff Development, Other Charges, Banking Fees, Administration Equipment. Total fiscal expenditures, $798,358, an increase of $37,979. Questions or comments? Ms. McLean.
I know we talked about this last year, but $30,000 for banking fees seems like an awful lot.
That's what we thought. Unfortunately, we don't have any choice. We are in the process with the city of Oak Ridge. We're planning on going out to bid for a new bank to see what kind of competition, what the service charges are with the competition. But right now, with our current bank, that it's a charge for just about every transaction we make. So, and for years we were not charged. So it is a difficult pill to swallow.
And I think if we're able to work collectively with the city to go to one bank with the city's account, our account, I would not be surprised if we didn't see some changes in perhaps some of the fees with the banks, particularly if they're trying to get our contract. Maybe not, but the bid process right here may be helpful to us.
The schools have a sort of unique need, a little bit different than the city. A lot of it has to do with the rules as far as deposits being made within so many days, and we're constantly making small deposits, and it's just a different animal than the city with all of our different locations and different people working and bringing deposits to the bank and so on. So we'll see, though. Maybe numbers will help us.
Anyone else? Human Resources is the next section. Director, Supervisor, Secretaries, Clerical Personnel, Other Salaries and Wages, Benefit Package, Advertising, Data Processing Services, Travel, Other Contracted Services, Office Supplies, Other Charges, Administrative Technology Equipment. Total for Human Resources is $339,845, an increase of $17,039. Questions or comments? Operation of Plant, Supervisor, Secretary, Custodial Personnel, Benefit Package, Communication, Travel, Other Contracted Services, Custodial Supplies, Electricity, Fuel, Natural Gas, Water and Sewer, Other Supplies and Materials, Boiler Insurance, Building and Content Insurance, Other Charges, Plant Operation Equipment. Total operation expenditures, $4,776,707, a decrease of $79,952. Comments or questions? Ms. Marshall.
Yeah, can you remind me how we get to our electricity estimates year on year? Because that's variable, yes?
It's very variable. We track it monthly, and of course we go by the trends, and then the largest variable is the weather patterns. So we also have to incorporate fee changes and anticipated increases based on our conversations with the city and TVA.
Mr. Eby.
Yeah, I just want to compliment Alan Thacker. Every year it seems like those costs continue to go down, and I think some of the things that we're doing from energy savings are paying off. Thank you for doing that. I noticed the largest increase we have is in the sewer and water. I wonder who we have to thank for that.
Any other questions? Maintenance of plant. Excuse me, just 1 second. I'll look back at something. Okay, maintenance of plant, supervisor, secretary, maintenance personnel, benefit package, communication, maintenance and repair services building, maintenance and repair services equipment, travel, other contracted services, other supplies and materials, administrative equipment for safety and training, maintenance equipment. Total maintenance expenditure is $1,519,460, an increase of $89,094. Comments or questions? Next item is transportation. Contracts with other agencies, fuel, vehicle and equipment insurance, transportation equipment. Total for transportation is $1,259,320, an increase of $29,502. Comments or questions? Central and other services, director and supervisor, technology personnel, benefit package, communication, consultants, data processing services, operating lease payments, travel, other contracted services, data processing supplies, office supplies, administrative technology. Total central services, $1,896,965, an increase of $457,183. Comments or questions?
That big increase is in the personnel area.
Next, lottery for education after school program. This is the LEAPS program. Other salaries and wages, benefit package. All of these are zero, with the exception of the, it's all zero out. Comment?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment that I believe it was last school year, rather than the state providing two separate grants, one of LEAPS and the other called CCLC, which are the stands for Community Learning Centers with a C missing, but something like that. Rather than having two separate grants, they combined them into one CCLC grant. So it used to be Willowbrook had CCLC and Glenwood had LEAPS, and now Willowbrook and Glenwood both have CCLC. That's why this is zeroed out. They are still receiving services through CCLC, although they do receive less funding through CCLC than they did previously through LEAPS.
Comments or questions? Thank you for that. Preschool program, teachers, educational assistants, other salaries and wages, substitutes, benefit package, communication, postal charges, travel, other contracted services, instructional supplies and materials, other supplies and materials, in-service and staff development, regular instructional equipment, total for the preschool program, $450,080. A change is $1. Mr. Eby.
And I didn't actually look at this on the other teachers, but zero for substitutes. Is there a reason for?
Yes, this is the state pass-through money, so they're limited to a set amount. So they utilize it basically for teachers and TAs, and the rest of their expenses, substitutes and so on, come from other sources.
Capital outlay, consultants, engineering services, building improvements, site development, total for capital outlay, $226,500, an increase of $100,884. Questions or comments? Okay, that brings us to the end of a brief look at revenue and a more extensive look at expenditures. This would be a point in time where if anyone has a change, addition, deletion, a move from A to Z, now would be a time to recommend that if you would like to do that. Ms. Eagle.
No change, but I would like to say thank you to Dr. Borchers and his team, because this is a really solid budget. It is not painless, but it does what we need to do. It achieves the things that we need to achieve, and it creates efficiencies where we're able to do so. So thank you very much.
Mr. Eby.
I agree with Ms. Eagle. A couple of things. I had thought about making a recommendation for a change to fund the first 2 years of Naval ROTC program out of our undesignated fund balance. I thought that was since that would be non-recurring, because in a couple of years the Navy would start contributing, that would get us to what we need for that seventh key. And I really strongly, we had 179 people who were interested in ROTC. I think that would be very advantageous if we can have it. However, Scotty Harrell contacted the Navy. The Navy greatly appreciates our interest, but they're right now not sure where they're going to have a program, where they'll know it in a week, a month, 6 months, or a year, or will they ever get the funding back again or not. So based on that, I don't think that we can stick our neck out on it. But as soon as we hear that the Navy comes back in, I do think that this is something that our school system wants. I think there's interest, and I would like to see us move toward that as quickly as we can. Not this year, then maybe next year, start looking at it seriously. But I agree with Ms. Eagle. I think you've done an excellent job in laying out the budget, and it's our job to go and be sure that we can sell it.
I appreciate the comments, and as you mentioned first, I'm surrounded by great staff. We've got some wonderful administrative leaders, and it wouldn't happen without them. So I want to thank them for all their work behind the scenes here as well.
And to add to that, continues to enable us to take steps forward and not just maintain and necessarily wait for something to create an issue where we've got to figure out how to spend money. And that makes a big difference. And I think it makes it easier, too, for us as a board to help sell this because of that. I would add, between now and Wednesday, which is a public hearing on Wednesday at 5:30, followed by the first reading, if between now and then you have questions that come up, please see that those get to Dr. Borchers as soon as you can. And after the public hearing, we would have discussion if there are additions or changes to be made at that time, and then we would vote to pass the budget on first reading. Any additional comments or questions from anyone? There we go. Okay. And I think that says something in relation to what you all just said right there, is our ability to do that, to move forward, and to make this happen. So with that being said, we're adjourned.